Watch, thousands upon thousands rally against lockdown, vax passes in London. By James Dellingpole on April 25, 2021. This is the event that the BBC and the rest of the legacy media tried to airbrush out of history. Thousands upon thousands of people marching through central London in protest over lockdown and the imminent threat of vaccine passports. It was by some margin the biggest rally held so far in the UK against the government's draconian Chinese coronavirus restrictions. While the MSM put a low estimate on the numbers, 10,000, according to Reuters, others claim the turnout was considerably higher. What's certain is that, as with previous anti-lockdown marches, the MSM has done its very best to ignore it. In order for Extinction Rebellion to get mass media coverage, all it has to do is persuade a handful of activists to go with hammers, one ludicrously bearing the message "Care, Act with Love," and chisels to smash a few windows at a corporate HQ, and the story is everywhere, from the BBC to the Sun. But when perhaps 50,000 or more anti-vaccine passport protesters bring central London to a standstill as they march down the length of Oxford Street, the event either goes unreported or is sneerily dismissed as a bunch of weirdo conspiracy theorists flouting the government's supposedly sensible and proportionate mask and social distancing regulations. Here, for example, is the BBC's specialist reporter covering disinformation and social media pouring scorn on the event. In truth, the vast majority of people at the event weren't activists but ordinary folk of all ages, races, and classes who'd had enough after a year of government lockdowns, and who felt especially concerned by proposals to bring in vaccine passports. They considered these to be illiberal, discriminatory, and the precursor to a Chinese-style social credit system. Among the crowds, I was especially pleased to meet one of Britain's most distinguished movie stars from the 60s, James Fox, who had come along to support his son Lawrence, who is running to be mayor of London on an anti-lockdown freedom ticket. Fox was among many opposed to vaccine passports, which he believes are not only discriminatory but unchristian. Suppose a church pastor is having a congregation come to him and somebody at the door says, "We are only going to allow those people in who've been vaccinated." Would Jesus do that? No, he wouldn't. He accepted everybody. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.